Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Steelers Today. He's Dale Lally. I'm Dan Kovacevic. We're from DK Pittsburgh Sports. And Dale, don't you ever have good news for us? What's with you and all the bad news?
I'm not the bearer of bad news.
You are the bearer, actually.
I'm just the guy who brings it to you, in terms of that. I guess Mike Tomlin would be the bearer of bad news today with the additions of Alex Highsmith and Ben Roethlisberger to the injury reports. We'll see where that goes with that. A fourth groin injury, this will be with Highsmith, and with Roethlisberger, a pectoral injury. It's his left side, not his throwing side, so we'll see where he's at with that. Roethlisberger wouldn't have practiced Wednesday regardless, so it's not a big deal in terms of that. We'll see where he's at later in the week, and we'll see with the other guys who have the groin injuries, Joe Hayden, Devin Bush, and T.J. Watt, where they're at later in the week as well. I'm hearing that, there's a potential that Hayden can get back on the field this week. They tested him out in warm-ups on Sunday. Decided to keep him shut down for the week. So there's a good chance that's a possibility. I actually saw T.J. Watt this morning when I was walking in. He's not walking with a limp or anything. There was no big wrap on the groin or anything like that. That doesn't mean that he's 100%
okay.
But you do like to see the fact that he's walking. There was no limp or anything like that. I think this is something that it shouldn't be a long-term injury. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's actually, if you want to take anything out of this that's a positive, if you go back over every one of these injuries, the only one that leaps out at you as long-term, because it will be long-term, is Tyson Alualu. If you go over, you mentioned all of the various groin injuries, but the other one that's notable in the mix is Deontay Johnson with the knee. Now, we saw Deontay initially hurt that knee up in Buffalo, and we thought, wow, this is it. This is the end. And he came back and played great. So maybe this is going to be one of those things.
It might just be something that he has to manage, over the course of the season. And he's going to get banged up at times. It then becomes a pain tolerance thing. Actually, Ben Roethlisberger talked about that last week when we spoke to him on Wednesday and said, that's something where he's seen some growth from Johnson. He said, look, last year, or in previous years, Deontay would suffer, have something like that happen.
He might not have come back.
Again, there's a difference in the league between being hurt and being injured. If you're hurting, everybody in the league is hurting at some point or another. If you're injured, you can't play.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And so, what can you play through? What are you willing to play through? And how effective are you playing through said injury determines how much you're going to, whether you play or not.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, we can look at the Cincinnati Bengals and say, well, hey, this is a perfect week. If you're going to have a bunch of players banged up, you want them to be.
I don't know that it is, though.
But then you look at the way the Bengals have competed in their first two games, winning one and then losing the other by a field goal. Especially in facing Joe Burrow,
I'll say this, and Mike, I said this after the game on Sunday. And I'll say it again here, and Mike Tomlin also said it today. There's a difference between knowing that hey, we're not going to have this guy, and this guy available this week, and then coming up with a plan to prepare for that, as opposed to
Middle of the game.
Losing them in the middle of the game. Or in the case of Bush and Hayden last week, on Friday when the hay is largely in the barn at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've game planned all week long that you're going to have those guys available, and then at the last second they're kind of taken out of the equation. You can change some things quickly. You do have a little bit of time. But it's not like knowing on Monday, hey, we're not going to have these guys
really
available.
It really throws the coaches. And all you need to know about that is that when we were up in Buffalo, after the game, after this really, really big win, right, Tomlin, one of the very first things he brought up when he was talking about overcoming adversity was the fact that they had found out in warm-ups that Robert Spillane had hurt his shin. And you could tell that it really – now, Spillane wasn't even set to start that game, but it throws off everything that they want to do. And the – it used to drive them nuts about James Conner more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
It was that he'd get hurt in games. And like, really, dude? You know?
You got his 5 carries this week, and now you're going to stand on the sideline for the rest of the game. When we came into this game, you've already made your inactives at that point. So it's not like you can bring more guys up to take that guy's place. So you're kind of stuck with what you have, and it just affects everything that you do from there on out. As we saw against the Raiders, you take – T.J. Watt out of the equation. You take Tyson Alualu out of the equation. Isaiah Bugs got nicked up a little bit in that game, but then came back in. All of a sudden, that rotation that you were using becomes just these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And they get worn down in the fourth quarter. That's why you use that rotation.
Yeah, in particular, Cam Hayward. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot about this defensive line. Stay with us.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Steelers Today. He's Dale Lally. I'm Dan Kovacevic. And Dale, I mentioned just before the break, defensive line. It's actually the whole defensive front that's in jeopardy.
Really,
now.
I mean, if you look at it, there's a potential that you're not going to have Watt and Highsmith this week. You already know you're down Alu and Stephon Tuitt. So really, four of the front guys in the front five it is the best defensive front in football. You may not have this week. Now, luckily for them, they did sign Melvin Ingram. That gives you a guy there, but there's the possibility you may be looking at Jameer Jones. They've signed Taco Charlton to their practice squad. He's a former first-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see where that goes. They get some other guys on the practice squad as well that can play, out on the edge there. But, it's not exactly where you want to be at this point.
Well, not in a week where you're going against Joe Burrow and you want to put pressure on him and you want to make sure that you're sealing the pocket and he's not able to do the rollouts and other things that he's good at everything. But –
I'll say this. He's been sacked already this year once every 7 pass attempts, which is way too much.
Yeah.
I think that they'll get pressure on him regardless of who starts the game or who plays in this game. The thing that concerns me, if I'm the Steelers, is Joe Mixon. They've run Joe Mixon 46 times already. He's one of the league leaders in rushing attempts, and he's second in the league in rushing yards. They can't let Joe Mixon get rolling because then – it takes away from what you're able to do on the back end.
Yeah, this is when you start looking at some of the names that could replace the players who would be out. On one hand, there are a couple of guys that you and I know had good camps that we like between Bugs, if he's okay, and Carlos Davis, who the Steelers internally, by the way, just love this guy and his athleticism and all that. Ingram, you mentioned, is obviously a big component. Ingram is the guy that I circle him more than anyone else because we have also seen him line up at a lot of different places, and he's not at all going to be shy about taking on a starring role because he's played that in his career.
The only concern I have with Ingram at this point is, you brought him in to be
you know, maybe a 20, 25 snap a game guy. And now you're going to start asking him to play 50 or 60
snaps.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
And he's 32. He's been nicked up the last few years. You know, you wonder, you don't want to lose that piece as well, just because you had to overplay him because of injuries elsewhere. That to me is a concern. You'd like to have Melvin Ingram available in week 16 and 17. You know, just as much as you'd like to have him available now.
See, now here's my worry. The other day at Heinz Field, Renegade Place. I know. I'm sure he'll have something to
say.
And
what happens? They go right down the field to score.
They put Isaiah Loudermilk and Jameer Jones out there.
Well, that's who's going to be playing, Dale.
Well, that's why I want to bring this up, because you saw and I saw and everyone saw that there was no pressure. There was nothing coming from these guys.
Well,
and they doubled Cam.
And it forced them to start blitzing again, and that's what happened on the 61-yard pass, you know, pass completion. They sent six on that play. It was a fire zone blitz.
And they got there, too.
The only thing was Trey Norwood kind of pulled up at the end. That's knowing who you're playing against, because as he got up to there, as he got up the car, he kind of hesitated, like he expected Carr to try to roll around him a little bit. That's not who Carr is.
No, he's just going to let it go.
If that's Lamar Jackson, that's different. And that's a guy coming out of the Big 12 where every quarterback is mobile, and you're rushing here against Derek Carr, who's not the most mobile quarterback. Just go get him. But you know, in that situation, it's a learning process for everybody. The Steelers are 1-1, right where everybody thought they would be after two games this year. You expected, you know, this is where you expect them to be at, 1-1 after 2 weeks. That's where they're at. It's going to be a learning process. They've had some bumps here. There's no doubt about
it. Well, in order to get to 2-1, though, I'm wondering if they don't need to blitz to go back to blitzing. You know, I mean, obviously.
We'll see. I mean, I think if they can get there with four against the Bengals, and I think the Bengals offensive line, people were complaining about the Steelers offensive line. The Bengals offensive line stinks.
Yeah, but you're saying that, but you also just told everybody that Mixon has got these rushing yards.
Mixon is one of the top
five. He's really good.
He's a top five back in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys that you point to and you say, hey, that's why the Steelers should take Najee Harris here. Top running backs get yards regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, well, why isn't Najee Harris doing that now? It's game two. Let's give him a little bit of time here to find his footing. We're starting to see flashes.
And carries.
Yeah, we're starting to see flashes.
That's the other – I mean, let's keep in mind that he's had – was it 26? Something like that?
Something
carries.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, he hasn't really run the ball, you know.
Right.
And when he's gotten the ball in space, as you saw in the 25-yard touchdown the other day, you know, he's made stuff happen.
Yeah,
so
do more of that. Get him the ball in space.
In
Throw
space.
Him the football more.
In space.
You know, that will loosen up everything in the running game as well. Instead of crashing the line of scrimmage when they think there's going to be a run, you know, play action to Najee Harris and let him go, you know, outrun a linebacker who's crashing the line of scrimmage, toss him the ball, and he's into the secondary. That works too.
Yeah, no question. Thanks for watching.